In this very special edition of the 2020 podcast, the fellas get into a debate about Battle of the Sexes. They'll be talking about everything ranging from relationships to dating to all things in between. So with that being said, let's get right into it. We ain't gonna bring that whipped cream story back up.
And that's got four doors to choose from.
I got a master key.
Larry, I thought
you were on the podcast. I'm so glad I'm recording right now.
See, I told you it was.
It's recording. Anyway, so we get started.
Yes, please.
All right, we are back. Finally got our sound fixed. This is a 2020 podcast with a special guest, one of my favorite people ever, Nanette.
Why you introduce me as Netball? Don't put my government name out there.
I ain't put your whole name because I don't want nobody looking you up or anything. So. My bad. You got it like that.
I am so happy to be here and blessed to be next to you, wonderful gentlemen. I just feel so safe in this Roman time.
And are you doing AKAs? I got shut down the last time I did AKAs.
You didn't shut down.
Nah, go ahead. You got them all off. Right, you got them all off.
Yes, you do.
The Haitian sensation. Larry, don't get it wrong.
I'm not going to call you that. What the fuck is going on?
I got you. That's my sexy voice.
You're doing great.
In this episode today, we'll be talking about the Battle of the Sexes. We brought in the perfect guest for that. I'm your host, Larry, here with Reggie and Kevin, as usual. Let's get into it. Got a lot of questions about relationships, dating, and things of that nature. Just got a few questions that we're going to go through.
And I'm really excited to hear you guys' response on these questions. Because it's nice. I have not been in a room in a long, 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 long time with men in these questions. So, you know, particularly you, because you guys are such gentlemen. You guys are not freaks or nasty, you know?
That's the thing. I don't know how wild it'll get just because.
I know. That's why it's a setup.
Conventional. So this might be, you might have to do a hard
one. I might be shocked of your response. So let's go. Let's get into it. Let's get the first question, Larry. What you got?
Who should pay on the first date?
A man.
Do the gentleman thing to do.
Who told you that?
My mother.
I like her.
And
she's a nice woman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that my dad probably paid for the first date. Mm-hmm. And he also put $20 in her car to in case she ran out of gas.
Okay, what's your daddy's name? They still married.
Yes, they're still married.
Dang.
Do you know she came out to Larry's dad too? You just that's your
emotion. Hey, relax.
Larry got a good looking dad.
Relax.
And Reggie, what's your daddy?
Hey, come on.
I got a good looking mama. Holla, look at me. Hey. $20. Okay, I like that. I'll take that back in the day.
Mm-hmm. But that is the old school sort of, it's not necessarily archaic way of thinking. But I do think the gentleman should at least, at the very minimum, offer up to pay for the first meal. Now, you give the lady the chance if she wants to step up and say, this one is on me, or I'll split the bill with you. But there's, by all means, the gentleman way is the right way.
Has that happened to you? Have you had a lady say, well, we can split it on the first date?
I haven't been on a first date.
Can you think that? Right. I know you're married.
12 years ago.
I was one time it happened where they said, no, I'll split it. And I said, no, that's okay. I'm going to take care of it. And
who said that? The woman said she would take care
of it? No, she said she would, pay for half. And I said, no, I'll take care of it.
Oh.
But then, I just feel like ending a first date, why make it difficult? You just pay for it, call it a day, and move on. And if there's a second date, great. And then you move forward, and then you have a conversation of who pays. Sometimes the man pays twice, girl pays once. Sometimes the girl pays twice, the man pays once. Everyone's finances are different, and that's where they manage it from.
And so now you're stepping out of the Flintstones realm of thinking you have to pay on the first date. So, as you mentioned, it can flip-flop, so you don't have to set the tone outright. So she does want to pay or contribute.
And I also don't want to feel like I'm going to use that. That person thinks I'm going to pay every time, because that's not the expectation either. I'll do my part, more than my part, and, set the expectation.
Well, you guys initiated the whole entire conversation in the first place about going out on a date. So if you're going to ask me out, please believe you're going to pay for it, because you asked me for my time. And not only that you're asking for my time, but you want to see me. So you want to be all up in my face, so you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for my entertainment, because I'm funny as hell. So you know it's not going to be a dull moment. Even if we come together, we collab, the vibe is great. We're talking about the waiter. She got her shoes. They're too big for her feet. Give her an extra $2 on the tip. You're going to pay for that, because you asked me to go out. So if I asked you to go out, hey, I got my glove on my hand, I'm going to take you out later on tonight, you will say yes. So I would initially, pay for it, but I would not even think about, because I'm not hurting for money, so I wouldn't even think about, you stepping in saying, okay, Nat, I'm going to pay for this date. Only if I say I want to take you out.
I think some people are even afraid to ask people on dates because they don't have the money or they can't afford it.
You really thinking about the money? You're not thinking about pussy?
No. I think some people do.
Are you kidding me? You are so sweet, because most men are asking women out to get the draws.
Yeah.
What's the time to say? GD?
GTD.
Got the draws. Okay, we're going to go to commercial break.
Obviously I'm attracted to her.
Okay.
And that's why I asked her out.
You going to give her $20 for her gas like your daddy did? At
some point. Can't say I haven't done it before either. I'm not going to give that to her on a first date.
Tricking?
I would expect... expect that person to have some type of career. And they would be able to afford a life. Now,
you talk about career and financial. Maybe I'm just in a different world than you. Because, I go out and I'm at a club or a bar. Hell, I can be even at the grocery store looking at peanut butter. And I just think that, like you said, a little bit, if a man is coming up to me and say, I think you're nice looking, I'm going to take you out. He don't even know how funny I think I am. And then if he's going to take me out, then initially I'm not going to think that I'm paying for the date. But however, I did have a time where when I was in college, I went to Outback by myself because I'm the only one out of my friends group that had enough money. But all I wanted was a blooming onion and a salad, because Outback got some bomb ass onions and blue cheese.
Not mad.
And this man I met, he was one of the bouncers at this club called, he was DJ Casper's bouncer. And he saw me sitting by myself, and he came and just sat down at my table. Didn't even ask if he could sit down. And he ordered a steak. He ordered the Cucamonga bird wings and stuff. And he just thought he was just so funny. And then the tab came, and he did the Ray Charles at me. He was just looking up. He did the Ray Charles.
You should have just slid that shit right back to him with your left hand looking away. He didn't say nothing. My bad.
The lady came and dropped the tab down, and he just looked up and just lived you. I mean, just started doing it to me. I said, excuse me, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm going to come right back. I got my car and went back to Virginia State University. I ain't never seen him again. Maybe I'm lying. I saw him that night because he's a bouncer at the club that I used to go to. I just couldn't believe it. Like, did you really think that I was going to pay for your tab?
Knowing you, I'm extremely surprised that you weren't straightforward with him and told him.
You know, sometimes you don't want to make a scene. Yeah, you're in public. You know, you got to learn the game. So you don't want to make a scene too much, because you don't want to call it. You don't want to be called out your name. Because he could flip it out on me and be like, I can curse, right? Bitch! Fucking bitch, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh my God, me? So then I got to look like, oh my God, why are you cussing me out? And then I probably like, you know, poop in a parking lot. Not in front of people. I don't need no witnesses. So, but that's so sweet. You're so sweet. I know.
You asked for the blend. You got the three blend.
Yeah, oh, I'm as bland as they come.
No, so you gotta remember, upstate Connecticut, good upbringing, so we could set out on this certain track for our life. And this is the same with my folks. They...
So y'all did the rock. I'm pretty much the ratchet loud one. Wait, in so, the group then.
I'm gonna say this up with Nets.
I'm not making soup.
Okay. So you know,
fried chicken.
As long as you're comfortable with your role and why we brought you on.
Yes, I'm comfortable with my role, Reggie.
Well, all right then.
Thank you very much. Larry, when's the last time that you was on a date? Did you expect to pay for the meal?
I mean, first dates, I think they need to be...
I don't mean to cut you off. Not just to. So,
but you did.
Back to episode 1 of my little comedy. I don't mean to interrupt you, brother.
I'm glad I brought my boss.
Shut the fuck up and get back to what we brought you on.
Challenge.
Oh, all right.
Twisted in this hairy asshole you got. In
oh, all right.
And you're going to be saying my name tonight. Don't get yourself in trouble.
Oh, no.
Edit.
Don't edit.
But back to you.
If you're going to split the bill, just split it evenly.
Yeah.
There's no, you don't need to sit there and go,
how about just
the
tip?
The girl guy.
How about she can just leave the tip?
But then you got to leave cash. And not
but she should already have cash. You know, I'm with you on that. Like, you got an eyeballer, you know? I mean, if I was going on a date, you ask me out, I say yes, I go. I will always at least have some money. I mean, I always have cash on me. You never know what's going to happen. Cash, knife, cell phone charge, you never know.
Taser, pepper spray.
I mean, that's in the car, not in the restaurant. But bring it back. At least have $20. At least. Because who are you taking out? Right. Don't take her out no more. And she probably stank. There you go. You better have a secret compartment with your $20 ready. You might have to leave her like I did. I'll be going to the bathroom real quick. I'll be right back. But just leave her. Come
okay.
On, Larry, what you got?
I think it needs to be established that it's going to be an actual date, not that we're just catching a vibe, first of all. But because if we just catching a vibe, I'm not gonna pay for you this straight
damn,
up. I'm not. I mean, we just catching a vibe. We chilling. There's no intentions of us moving forward or going to anything else except for this friendship. I'm not gonna pay for it.
Are you saying that you would think that way if you asked her out?
No, I'm saying if I know that I have intentions with you beyond a friendship, I'm gonna pay. The man should pay, always pay on the first date. I know that's kind of an ancient way of thinking to some, because a lot of people talk about how the salaries aren't the same. Cost of living is much higher nowadays than it was back then. So a lot of people talk about splitting the bill. But I always believe that a man should always pay on the first date.
I agree.
And you know, Larry's been so bland for the past
That's a pass. Relax.
Okay, even if she is your friend, I mean, because Larry, like, hey, Nat, let's go get some drinks. You invited me, so at least pay for the first round. I may pay the second round. I ain't got no problem buying drinks, but at least pay the first round.
Me? Go either way. That's all depends on how you. I mean, depending on who it is. Like, hey, I mean, she could have asked. What if she asked? Is it the same thing then?
I said that. I said, if I asked you out, then I would definitely play. I took a guy out to a Georgetown basketball game before. I said, I'm going to take you out. It's your birthday. Let me take you out. I bought drinks for guys before at the bar. I remember this one guy. His eyebrows were like Captain Crunch. I will always remember him. I don't even know his name, but I know his eyebrows look just like the Captain Crunch. Eyebrows on the box, and he called me the next day, and he was like, you remember me? I said, yeah, I remember you. He was like, I ain't never had no woman buy me a drink. I said, oh, okay, well, you know, you was cool. I remember my eyebrows. I mean, okay.
Kevin pulled up a picture of Captain Crunch.
Look at my eyebrows. I can't find but they were black.
Yeah, he's got a hat on.
But they were black, though. I think Captain Crunch eyebrows white. But he did have facial hair. You know, you can't trust no man without no stash. Let me check him out. Okay, he's straight. I'm safe. I'm safe. My name is Nina James.
What's your safe go-to amount to bring on the first date? That's mainly for you, too. The fellas.
Dollar-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, I got my credit card. All right. And I keep $40 in my phone just to make sure that I...
Don't lose your phone, boo. You know, bitches steal.
It's $40, whatever. If somebody wants to steal it, I ain't gonna go see her again. Whatever. It's the chance I'll take. I've lent people money before, and if they don't give it back, I know what my friendship's worth. It's worth nothing because they stole money from me.
I've been there.
I never ask for money back. Just don't. Don't ask me for a grand, though.
Don't ask me for $100. I won't go there. I'll say that story.
What's your safe amount?
I mean, same thing. The credit card's on deck.
I would say, I mean...
But if you had to place a dollar amount on it?
I'd say $200.
It shouldn't be no limit.
But $200 is just... I mean, I'm talking, like, in theory, some $40 steak or pasta meal with two drinks and appetizer or maybe dessert.
That total
appetizer.
Is not $40. That total is at least
$75. Mine is, like, $150. That's my ideal I normally bring on the first day.
I'm not going to penny count.
Larry, I'm so proud of you.
$150?
Yeah, like $90 for dinner, probably like $60 for drinks.
I told you, ain't no $40 dinner.
Yeah, it depends on where you go.
$40 per. And then drinks and appetizers.
She don't drink Long Island. Let me tell you something. Bring a big titty woman like me, all three of us is eating, okay? My mouth, the right and the left. We come to the table hungry, honey. We eat.
I'm looking at the expensive menu for drinks. I'm not taking any chances.
I drink Long Island's food, but I'm not going to drink Long Island in a small cup.
But if somebody's buying you drinks, are you going to pick a Long Island?
Yes.
No,
I'm thirsty.
Okay.
I need a little more clarity or insight into the safe amount. Are you talking about budget-wise, or are you talking about...
Oh, my God. Financial operation.
I mean...
Shit, if I'm having a good time, we just had dinner, I'll go to the bar after the whiskey bar and sit down and have another $100, $200 worth of drinks. If it's $500, it was probably worth it to me, because I just had good conversation.
And
nonetheless, if she's going to hang out for... 5, 6, 7 hours, obviously she's feeling the same thing because she's going to be out of there after dinner. Dinner was nice. And she has no interest. She's not going to go chill another 3, 4, 5 hours.
She might leave you and go to Babylon.
That's the whole point is if you set yourself with a ceiling or a cap on money that you have in your pocket out on the date, and you might find yourself...
Not like you can always spend more, but it's like...
I think you guys putting too much pressure on yourself. I think just if you ask a young lady that you kind of vibing with, that you like, you want to get to know, you just take her out and just fill her out, see what's going on. She might be a bump in the log, she might be fun, and then, like, don't worry about it. Let's just see, because she might be having so much fun in your company, doubt it, she might be having so much fun in your company, she might be like, hey, next round on me.
But that's why I said I got the credit card, because I don't think about that. Like the money doesn't go through my mind. Like I don't care. Like money is the only thing in life that you can get back. Can't get your time back.
God bless you.
I got a question for Nett. How do guys normally mess up on the first date with you?
They breaststake. They touch me. A lot of men get too mesmerized. I'm not saying like that being conceited or like I'm the best looking woman on the earth.
Actually, don't roll your eyes at her.
But men would come up to me like, hey, what's up? You know, hey, you looking real good today. And then next you know, here comes the hand. And then it comes over my shoulder and it goes to the small of my back, and then like they get too comfortable. It's more like a territorial thing or a trophy piece. They start looking at me like, yeah, I got this. Like, she talking to me. Or sometimes I've learned a long time. This guy that I used to date, he said, don't smile at everybody. That was deep. He was like, you can't smile at everybody because you give out the wrong signals. And I'm just so happy-go-lucky. I'm happy I'm out with my girls. I'm chilling. I ain't worried about money. I ain't worried about nothing. You know, I'm gonna get home safe. And then he was like, "No, you hugged the wrong person." And he was like, "Oh man, she's friendly." You know, so I have to be aware of that. And the wrong date would be if your credit card declined. I've had that situation too. You've been pressed all this time to take me out, and I buy one margarita, not even a Long Island.
If he only has one credit card,
I don't care if it's a Visa debit card. Okay, why is it declined? Because you asked moi. So I don't like you touching me. I don't like you getting drunk, thinking that you're going to kiss me in the parking lot. Because that's that POF right there. Off the break. You know, you go out with a man and they take you out and they get so zooted and booted. You know what's going on. And the next thing you know, they start rubbing on you. They rub it on your knee. That's the telltale
right there. Is POF point of failure?
Oh, let me snap. Like that. No, it's not, but I do like that. Yeah, I've been in so many disappointing dates. Catfish, you don't look the way you do. You not light skinned.
You didn't even recognize me. You came in the door.
Alright. And why is your belly sitting on your lap? Doing a lap dance. Like, nah. That's not nice. So it's been too many. And then, you know, I went through a year spell. Look, I wish my homegirl Nene was here. I went through a spell of little dicks. I just feel like I'm 5'9 and a half, and you know if you're fucking with a heavyweight and you pissing on your nuts, don't come over here and talking to me and spending money. Jeez. Thinking like you're going to come over here and have sex with me later on tonight and you pissing on your nuts. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, you knew what you was doing. You knew your daddy didn't bless you when you walked in the door. And then I'm sitting there like, oh, hey, I'm having a good time, thinking I'm about to get dicked down. And you got more hair on your back than you got dick. That's fucked up. Y'all laughing, but it's fucked up. So it's so many different levels of a disappointed date. Don't touch me. Don't lie. You need to have a mustache. Smell good and just be fun, be yourself, party.
Fair enough. Okay, that answers that question.
That's the takeover.
No, if I just answered a question, my folks need to know. Y'all need to know. I'm not going out with guys like you all. I'm going out with assholes. You know, approach me. But you know, for real, men don't talk to me at all. They just stare. They just gawk at me.
I think they're intimidated by you.
No way. It's the pompous ones that come up to me, and that's the ones that like touch me on my knee and stuff. And then when I be like, get the fuck off me. And then I gotta look like, you know, Cruella DeVille, Ursula over here. Now I gotta look deranged and stuff, and then they call me out on my name. Like, why are you touching me? I didn't even give you the signal. So, yeah, that's what we go through.
Sex on the first night thoughts.
What's that third knuckle? I was telling the fellas earlier today, I guess that.
Got recorded.
Yeah, it was recorded.
Just revert back to the first minute and a half.
Yeah,
his nutty nuts.
Oh, his nutty nuts. You know I'm going in. Okay? If you live in an apartment complex with a parking pass, just tell him to slide it through the door.
You're going to be at a comedic show. Yeah.
No, you didn't come over here pissing on your nuts. You fucking with a heavyweight. You sized me up. And you know what? Men with little dicks, they are the main ones that be like, I'ma lick your pussy. I eat pussy real good. Ain't nobody want their pussy licked for 45 minutes. Maybe. But you gotta follow up. You know what I'm saying? Like a sequel. You gotta follow up. It's terrible. I don't wanna read the book no more.
So Jamie and I broke the mold as far as the conventional ways go. So we met at a bar, had our first date at Georgetown Waterfront. Seal the deal, close the deal.
Nice.
So that was, I don't know if that's the most gentleman thing of me to admit, but that's something that we've discussed with friends and the likes, and that was, honestly, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but that was something that you've been told would never happen as far as finding somebody that you would be with for the rest of your life.
Oh.
So we're back to the bland hour. Lit this shit up, so just wanted to.
No, at all. That's sweet. That's sweet. I mean, I've met a sweetheart. I've met a sweetheart in my life. He shows me every single day how much he cares and he's aware and he pays attention to me. And it took a long time for me to find someone that genuine. So I totally get it. But you know, but the questions were, you know, based on in my past, long time ago. So, you know, just to be honest, because long time ago, men are still doing the same thing now. I just don't talk to them anymore. Yeah, but that's so sweet. Bring the love back in.
Right. But everybody does go through that phase of partying. You got to get that out of your system before you.
The whole phase.
Yeah, you don't do that no more. Yeah, you don't. You went to a club.
High school.
Like a legit club?
Early college.
What the heck is a legit club? What's the last time you went to a club?
You're not talking like a shitty rundown bar, like with your friends. Or are you talking like a legit, like Vegas club type deal?
I mean, I love Dreas. That's my favorite club in Vegas. But okay, sure.
2 years ago?
Damn.
It's not my scene. I mean,
I know what you're saying. Okay.
And to answer Larry's question, I would say no. No sex on the first date. For me personally, I don't judge anyone that doesn't or does. It's their choice. I do not smoke hookah. I don't do any drugs. And I drink occasionally when I feel like it. And if I don't want to, I don't let myself get pressured into it.
He answered that like he was on the stand.
I mean, well, and I felt like I need more friends like them, because I'm like, I smoke hookah. I do drugs on the spot.
That man's convictions, and you can tell that.
I mean, I
just need
there.
To be aware.
Yeah, I
so,
mean, I'll go
you don't
to those
have
places.
Drunk sex?
No.
Damn.
I don't.
That's right, consent.
I'll go to the bars where there's people, and I'll sit there with my friends do it, but I don't. I'll just sit there. I mean, I'm having a good time. If they're sitting outside smoking a cigar or something,
yeah.
I probably had 4 or 5 cigars in my life. And I just.
Oh, good for you.
I just don't go out of my way to do it.
I don't smoke weed anymore. I stopped smoking weed. I got a blunt in my refrigerator. I found it.
You found
twice.
A blunt in your fridge?
I've done it twice.
In my fanny bag.
The last time I did it, I had over 2 medium Domino's pizzas, and I crushed them. And I said to myself, I can't do this anymore. And it was
so you stopped smoking because you ate 4 Domino's pizzas?
Yeah, because in my mind, hold on, so I don't know if people around here know this. I'm
delicious. You should have got Papa John's.
I am Jewish, so I'm pretty cheap. And my brain said, if I need $10 of weed and $20 worth of pizza, where's the value?
I bet
and there
you
was
ate.
No value. I ate somebody else's pizza because somebody else ordered it. And I did eat pepperoni.
I know you did!
I actually was eating pepperonis before I came over here. And I know what Annette's thinking over there. Pepperoni nipples. And that's right. It was actual pepperoni.
What?
I call them the cookie. moments too. Everybody has moments. That's okay. But you learn from it. You know, the value, like you said.
Quick sidebar. You put the blunt in the refrigerator.
Somebody might want to come over my house and they'd be like, you know, man, I wish I got some weed. I was like, hey, I got a blunt. It's in the refrigerator.
Just chilling at 56 degrees.
I don't.
Don't expire, huh? Not here. Hell nah.
Okay, we'll do it later.
Larry's checking his phone for the next question.
Commercial.
No, I was waiting for Annette to answer the question.
What was the question?
Thoughts on sex on the first night.
Oh, you know what? I think sex on the first night is totally fine. Especially if, like, you the woman is, like, giving the eyes, you know, the eye contact. Looking at you, you looking at him, and you see him looking at you, and you looking at him, and he see you looking at you, and you like, mm-hmm. You got your lip gloss on, it's popping, and your eyeliner on straight, and your highlight on your cheek is glowing, and he mesmerizing, he's staring at your lips as they moving, and they making all their mouth, and you like, what do you want? Yes, that means your place of mind.
The way she told that story, she just, like, recollected this moment that she just lived.
Yes. It's okay for, you know, if it's always up to the woman.
The female.
Yeah. If she wants to give her body, because you can never take, you can't take back what you give to a man.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it on the first night. Sometimes the vibe is just there. I know a lot of people get a negative connotation about it. Like, oh, she's a hoe. She has sex on the first night. That's not the fact at all. Some people like to wait 90 days. It's a thing. Some people wait 90 days.
You talking about women?
Yes.
Or men?
Women.
Men? Does it say women wait 90 days?
I mean.
Is that from the book, the Steve Harvey book, the 90-day thing?
I've just heard that in general, but yeah.
The Steve Harvey book about helping women to cope and trying to find within themselves and them to order to be the best for the man, and then have them to see the different, I guess, waves of different men that make the women feel like they are the right one for them. It's in the Steve Harvey book. And then you have to take the sex out and then do the 90-day challenge. I don't believe in that shit. Especially when I'm looking at your third knuckle and what you got going on. What you doing later.
But, like, some people have sex on the first night. The marriage lasted forever. And I know some people that waited and the marriage lasted a few months. So, I mean, I don't think every person's different. I don't think it really matters too much.
So you don't
want to
get your dicks up?
I didn't say me at all. I feel like...
I'm putting you out there, so you don't want to get your dicks up. So you mean to tell me y'all two right here...
You saying y'all two, like I said, there's something wrong with sex on the first night.
And you ask some young lady out, you vibing with her, you like her, and you take her out, and you pay for it, and y'all not thinking about sex at all? You're not looking at her mouth, her titties, her neck... If she's got her nails done, her feet, her outfit, her hair. You're not looking at nothing like, yeah, I'm about to check that out tonight. I'm about to drop this $200 or this $140 for you. And y'all not thinking about nothing, no neck, no nothing in a car, I'm a kisser.
I don't ever place expectations on anything.
That's wonderful.
Just set yourself up for disappointment sometimes. So.
I've been disappointed with the assholes that I have described, but I guess if I had run out with gentlemen like you are, I would probably be on this podcast.
And Nets gonna keep throwing out this $40 thing. If anyone wants to test me.
Oh, okay. Money bags.
Money bag. I do need things.
Because I don't play that game about being cheap. I take that stereotype and I just.
I mean, you said you was Jewish.
I did. You said that
value. You had a bath equation. Place
everyone
value.
Cheap.
Okay.
So this $10 will last me 45 minutes. Calculated.
Wait, but that's a movie. That's a movie. With Mary, with Dave Chappelle.
Nah, I don't know.
That is a movie with Dave Chappelle. He went out with a girl named Mary Jane. And he calculated how much money he had. Half fake. It was half fake. And then he stole the money from the homeless man. And has a little bit of money left for some ice cream.
Oh, damn. lies you've told to get out of dates. Some of the lies you've told. Hell, I'll go. I've saved Reggie's number in my phone as my phone number and texted myself. So a lot of the women I've dated hate you. I made it sound like an emergency. I've texted myself. Like, hey, Reggie, my brother texted me. I gotta go.
You're smart. You're quick on your feet.
Because I know I can call Reggie and he can tell when I'm lying. Like, hey. Wasn't I? If I start any conversation with "wasn't I," he knows that. Like, yeah. If I be like, "Was I?" or "Did I ever?" he'd be like, "Nah."
I wasn't too far off. You see how I met you?
I mean, so it's not necessarily doing somebody dirty. This is my brother who's in a crunch and is looking for it now. So this is the easiest way to, subtly let.
Put your mouth closer to the mic.
Is the audio not coming through?
There you go.
So that's it. I mean, that's the whole point. I appreciate how this man will use me as his witness to be able to get out.
That's
he knows I'm there. And I didn't even know I was there for him in that capacity.
Yeah, they hate your ass. They can't stand you.
I just get up and leave. Fuck it.
Damn. I don't think Kevin ever lied to get out of.
I'm trying to be nice.
I just don't want to make no scene.
I'm not much of a liar. I mean, Larry just said that, but it's if I've agreed to something, I typically follow through with it. But then I'm pretty honest and blunt about things after. I got no issues being straightforward, but
nah, I gotta go.
Agreed, and the same way I asked Nett if she was being, she should have been straightforward when she was trying to get out of the date.
I mean, I'm always straightforward. When I used to work for Georgetown University, I went on this date. I met him in Arlington at the pool hall down in Roslyn, and he got mad at me because I was late. And I texted him. I was like, hey, everybody knows coming out of Georgetown at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's mayhem. You're going to be late. And I tried my damnedest to be there on time. And so he got an attitude. And I'm like, well, I don't know what's wrong with you. I told you I was going to be late, so... He didn't even order my Long Island, which was dumb. And he had, like, a beer. So I just took the beer, guzzled it. I burped. I was like, peace. And I said, the M word, my bad. I don't do it no more. Black Lives Matter. And I rolled the fuck out. Fuck you. Fuck everybody. I mean, the fuck? Peace. And I hooked up with my homegirls like it wasn't nothing. So, whatever. No stress off my back. I got a story for days. I had this man even try to cook for me one time in Herndon. Who the hell is gonna drive to Herndon? I gotta pay? Tolls? And when I got there, do you know every section of the plate was out of a can? Canned corn? Who fucking eats niblets? If you eat niblets, they roast it. Okay? No. Ooh. Canned corn. There's sweet potatoes, and a George Foreman grilled chicken breast. But you know what? I'm so happy he cooked for me. I'm so glad now I'm dating a regional chef. Ooh, I get foie gras and pate. Mm.
Do you know about maybe once a month, Jamie and I sit down and say, happy to find each other? bullshit stories about having to deal with, and that's, it's coming from both, not just men. So
yeah, me too.
Women out there who play these games and.
Yeah, I'm only reciting what I went through when I was in my 20s. Like now, you know, in my early 30s, you know, things are so much better, you know, when I'm very fortunate to, I'm talking like Reggie, my voice has changed because now I'm talking about my present time and everything is wonderful. Larry, what is your next question?
What are your thoughts on long distance relationships?
Ooh, I love it. Send me a flight. Send me my ticket. That's the best sex because distance grows the heart fonder. Message. You get all that done. I got hoes. Sing it. I got hoes.
So you might have missed.
In different areas.
Form of relationship, but I don't know if that's necessarily the crux of this. What this man's asking you, as far as
oh, I got carried away. Say the question again. Say the question.
You described a relation, but not a relationship.
Well, you know, if you're having sex, I mean, it's some type of relationship, isn't it?
No, it's a relation.
I got a motherfucker like texting me now from New York. Hey, beautiful. For real, look. Hey, beautiful. They've men are like fish. You know, you take a fish and you be like, I don't want this fish on my line. And
oh,
you
okay.
Take a fish off the line. You throw the fish back off. You throw it over the boat in the water. And what happens? You cast your reel and that same motherfucking fish got back on your line. Men don't ever leave. They always come back. Especially when you got good pussy. What's the question? Wait a minute. How long? What was your question?
Thoughts on long distance relationships.
See, that was my thought, Reggie. Long distance relationships are the best because on a woman, you know, you get that special ringtone like boom, you know it's him and your pussy wet right there. You ready? You know what's up. And he ain't paid no money yet. You in it. What's up, Ned? Hey. What's up, boo? How you doing? What you doing today? Rachel, she at it again. That's your job. She need to be fired. See, so you involved. You involved. Because he's involving you because you not, you don't live down the street. But as soon as y'all meet, it's wonderful. Because you know why? Because you get to go to fuck home. Hello.
So again, different understandings or concepts of relationship. Are being displayed here. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But
you feel me though?
We'll agree to disagree on that.
Oh my god. Let me take one more sip.
I have done it before. It is. It's work. It's effort. In my opinion, there has to be conversation about potentially being with each other closer distance. It can't always just be long distance. There has to be kind of a good conversation back and forth, not just a hey move here, hey move there. You have to mutually agree that some place is good, and I think at the end of the day, that's why it didn't work out. And you know, that's just the way it falls.
My last relationship, well, it was longer than what it should have been, but he lived in Richmond, and we used to meet on Wednesdays in Fredericksburg. We used to meet halfway. It was on and popping at the Friday's parking lot. It was on and popping. We used to go to the movies and, you know, I had a hatchback. Oh, it was wonderful. And then sometimes, like, he'd be like, you're so spoiled. I'm on the way. I'd be so giddy because I know he driving 2.5 hours to come see me. And I'd be like, get out. Like, all my girls that be in the house, I'd be like, get out. He's on the way. I got 30 minutes. So you got to go run upstairs real quick, do the tea shower. You know, the whole bag. You got to do that real quick. You know he's coming. You're so excited. And then he come in and it's like instant passion from the front door to the bedroom. It's on and popping. I love long distance relationships. And he go home because that passion and desire is there.
Let me clarify that when I'm talking long distance, it wasn't 2.5 hours. It was another country.
Oh, hell.
Oh, no,
for long distance relationships, I personally wouldn't do it. I feel like there's three niggas in every long distance relationship.
Did you just say that
word? It's whatever.
But
every person I've ever known to be in a long distance relationship has been cheated on. So I mean, I think you sign up to be a fool or a long distance bank. They pretty much just calling you when they need their phone bill paid, and they sending you a nude for
it. What?
Fucked up your snap, huh?
Dude, they couldn't even hear my snap that you're saying this crazy stuff. Wait a minute. So you think this long distance, they just...
I think it's basically an open relationship in a long distance relationship. They got somebody in California, too.
There's two sides to every story.
But he sent me out, so, I mean, it's my weekend. He paid $400, $500, $600, $700 for me to come out there, so I'm pretty sure another bitch ain't coming in. But even if another bitch comes in, then you would spend close to $1,000 for two bitches. I mean, maybe you would. I'm not in that high class of men.
You can afford it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not in that high class. But you know, you said for me, honey, and I checked my Yahoo account, and I got my ticket, which is my full name on there, and you picking me up from LAX. Let me tell you something. I'm looking good, and I'm ready.
Picking you up in that Uber Black.
Let me tell you something. Uber Black? No, you're picking me up yourself. What the hell? Don't disrespect me. Do you see this?
What if he was in the back seat too, and he had the Uber drive from his house?
The Uber bull.
And then he told you it was a chauffeur.
A man would tell you. See, that's the difference between a black man and...
You said it.
The black man would have told me, hey, young, I got you. You know, I got us a ride. He wouldn't even say Uber. He said, I got us a ride. I'm here. And he would have been there, especially you talking
would
about
you question,
me. You see me.
Would you question if he had a car, if he picked you up in the backseat of a Uber Black?
Yes, I would have questioned. I would have asked, why do you have a Uber? I've had this situation before. I met, it was my birthday. I had the best birthday party in East St. Louis. The best birthday ever. East St. Louis, Duluth. And I was drunk as shit. I was coming back home on January 31st. And this man, I think he looked good. I can't remember. I don't even remember his damn name. But I know he was looking good. He was with a woman. But when she left and got on a plane, he came and hollered at me. But I was so told, whatever, buy me a drink. It's my birthday. Whatever, I don't care. And then, like, he hit me up. And he sent for me. He lived in Atlanta. And he sent for me, and it was his birthday, and he wanted me to come party with him for his birthday in Atlanta. I said, bet. So I get there, and he did not have a car. And he said that he got fucked up and in a DUI situation, so he had a driver. And I think this was way before Lyft, Uber, he had a driver. So I'm like, okay. And it was a Lincoln Town car. So I was like, okay, this motherfucker really did have a driver. I'm so glad I brought the... You know, my Louis Vuitton, it might be a little fake, but you know, it's cool, it looked real. So I get in the car, you know, it was all good, we go to the club, it's all good. All his boys was like, damn, she might be the one, she fine as shit. I was like, hyping me up, okay, I'm in Atlanta. And then, you know what, he sent for me so he can get his girlfriend, the one that was at the airport in East St. Louis, jealous, and she was at his party. Boom. And I found out because one of his boys ended up telling me the truth. So, thank God I have family in Atlanta and I end up just leaving. I don't play no games. You're not going to play me like that. And this guy, he was like, yeah, That's so, what the hell is his name? I don't even remember his name. That so-and-so girl right there. And I looked up, I was like, for her, and she wasn't even cute. I see why he sent for me.
That's an expensive stunt.
That was a very expensive stunt. You're right. That's a true fucking story, too. Spring Street. That's where he lived. Downtown Atlanta. Damn, I remember where he lived, but I don't even know his motherfucking name. But, you know, I got hoes.
Oh, there you go. Who cheats more in relationships? Everybody got quiet on that.
All right, I'll speak up before Matt jumps in here.
No, I was quiet. I was waiting to see what the men were going to say first.
Where I'm from, it's the guys.
Where are you from? You can tell I'm sipping. You hear it? Where are you from?
New England.
That's that clam chowder. That lobster.
No self-control up there. The guys are just... It's not me. I'm just... From my friend.
Is it black people that live up there? Is black people live up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Maine?
Not Maine. I mean, that's a fact.
A little bit?
Because they're 97%
white. I mean, you know, it's like going to high school.
It's honestly, it's a lot, but...
Oh, all right.
But that really had nothing to do with the question at hand, huh?
Well, you're welcome. Put a little jazz in the conversation. So what do you think, Reggie?
Honestly, and this is, I've been told I'm a diplomat. I think men and women cheat the same equally. You know, I don't think one cheats more than the other when it comes down to it. And that goes whether it's emotional or physical.
I believe men cheat more, but I think women cheat with people they actually like. They cheat with people they have an emotional attachment to.
What do
they just get distracted. Like you lose focus.
Nah, they be bored.
men. That's a distraction. You're just like, I want to do something, and you just kind of wander. So.
Well, maybe the woman is bored with your ass.
That's
why a long distance relationship is much better.
Because it's an open relationship.
Go home. The excitement is
but what if you? But what if you eventually move near each other and you move in with each other and then it just absolutely sucks?
I know, exactly.
And then you break up and now you just both sacrifice
something. No, if you break up, because sometimes you know she get pregnant.
I said if you break up. You can still break up after you get pregnant.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Next question.
I was brought here for a reason. Okay, don't judge me. Damn it.
If your significant other had a OnlyFans page, how would you feel?
What is the OnlyFans page? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Go ahead, Reggie, break it down.
Sexual
content.
So only bitches that you like with ass and titties and lipo and injections and, you know, that facade, those are your fan page?
Not as regular people with sexual content on like a...
Yeah, so you got stretch marks, big titties, long titties, titties hang low, diddy, wobble to the
It ranges from regular people to celebrities have them now.
Is my man that famous?
I mean, I don't even think
you have to be famous. You don't have to be famous.
I mean, so if I'm living with you and I see you every single day and, you know, it's Corona, you ain't got, you know, you ain't going to work, so everything is Zoom in the kitchen or whatever, the sunlight is hitting in your apartment. So you mean to tell me that you are that interested and you got a fan only?
It's basically people putting sexual content on a...
And then you can pay to...
Is my man putting his dick out there?
Yeah, okay.
Some people
yeah.
might.
Oh, he putting his dick out there?
And then, like, you...
Well,
like,
he got a big dick. How do you
my man? But some
please,
people make,
please.
But some people make
$100,000... He's not pissing on his nuts.
Some people make $100,000 a month.
Oh, you can pay? Oh, my
yeah, because people pay
it.
You.
He can,
and
have,
then,
he can have a page. He can have a page if he getting paid. Oh, have y'all seen, like, this page on Pornhub?
No.
look it up. It's The Frost. The Frost. Look it up on Pornhub. Him and his wife, they do everything together. When I say everything, everything.
Basically,
I'm even really, like, masturbate to him. I just like watching it. Like, your man, you do that to your man, and your man does that to you, and y'all aren't that comfortable to even videotape it and put it on Pornhub. They must be getting paid large. Because let me tell you, I'm a number one.
A lot of people getting paid on it.
Yeah, I'd be like, wow. Some of the things that I do, I don't even think of. Watch it. I'm gonna send it to you when this shit's over.
I am way too insecure and jealous when it comes down to it at the end of the day. I get critical over Facebook likes on Jamie's page.
You do?
Oh, yeah. That's. I get quasi-obsessive.
Jamie, you got a good man. He love you, girl.
No.
Does she know that you feel this way?
She does. Oh, she's aware. And it's not necessarily a point of contention, but...
That's not, you don't
hit
her.
It's never
anywhere.
Damn.
I would have to be like, Jamie, I got your back. I'm going to whoop his ass. 202.
It can be overwhelming at times as far as...
Let me see a picture of your wife. She must be a bad looking woman. You're jealous like that?
Yes, I am.
You've seen it before.
I don't even remember what she looked like.
No, she's never come up to Winston.
No, she's seen a picture before.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember. But I know she's beautiful because if you sitting there talking about, you know, you're jealous of her, then she's got to be beautiful. Well, first of all, I know you guys are a great couple because you speak so highly of her. Oh, yes, you guys are a great couple together. You know, when you start living with each other this long, you start looking like each other. You guys look, have you ever heard of that? You've been together for so long, you start looking like each other.
Our periods
even
synced up.
Huh?
You got me on that one. You got the odd days, she got the even days. Oh my goodness.
She caught me off guard. Go to Kevin.
What about you, Larry?
We're going to go to Kevin. We're going to go to Kevin.
Larry's on his right now. Larry, do you use the purple?
You got to relax.
That's what I miss working with him. Like I said, relax. I'm like, hey, Larry, no, relax. Larry be telling me relax all the time. No, but for real. Like,
I'm kind of on the same page as Reggie. It's not that it's my possession, but it's hers, but we're in this together. Like, I don't want to share. Like, that's...
So none of you all thought about a threesome? You never wanted a threesome?
I would probably become jealous at some point, where I'm just like, nah, that's, like, I don't want to share.
You don't want a threesome. Y'all all sitting men sitting here. You never be honest.
I've thought about it, yeah.
That's like when you're younger. That's like when you're younger.
But that's not what I'm trying to go with.
Have you ever, let's play the game. Have you ever had
That ain't me. That never really interested me, to be honest.
Really?
It's never really interested me. Never really interested in me.
That doesn't do anything for me.
I'm the man. See the muscle. Left cheek, right cheek.
The fuck?
You ain't never did that, Reggie?
I do sometimes comes off as.
I know you do.
No.
Because you're still sharing. You're sharing your wife with another girl. You're sharing your wife with another man. It's like, what?
We're not talking about wife. We're all, everything that we're discussing on this podcast, we're talking about back in the day. Not everybody on this podcast is 27, okay? If I was fucking 27 and I was a man, my dick would have been sucked right now when I'm talking on this damn mic. And y'all would have saw the bitch sucking my dick right motherfucking now. You see the Tims I got on? So, what the hell? You never thought at 27? You got money? You told all of us you got money. Pay the bitch. Pay two bitches to suck your balls and you think at the same fucking time. Okay?
I wouldn't get anything from it.
I got my gloves still on.
I can see that shit. Look at the fucking condom at this point. Keep that to yourself.
Mordecai.
Shut the fuck up. What's the furthest you ever driven for sex?
I'm gonna hear it from all three of y'all.
An hour?
My
shit is dumb.
South Richmond?
That's 2.5 hours. And it wasn't while I was here.
Oh, yeah. I stand corrected. An hour. Fredericksburg?
It wasn't while I was living here.
Oh. Was it worth it?
I didn't do it once.
So it was worth it.
Yes.
Oh my god. Details. Did you come in and did she open the door? Was her titty out? Did she have lingerie? Was it red? Was it black? Did she have a thong on? Was she ready? Did her pussy stink? I mean, did she cook food for you? Did she have a drink ready? Your whiskey? We know you don't smoke. Like, the fuck? Some dry. It wasn't. It was more than once. What the fuck?
The 2020 takeover.
Give me something.
You don't want to say shit.
Hey, it was more than 15 minutes.
Hey, look, we told you guys. Gentlemen over here.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have to come to an acceptance.
This is the after hour.
I'll say this.
After hour podcast. You invited me. You said, I told you y'all set me up. Go ahead, boo. Was the titties out?
There were no rules.
You stuck it in her ass. You like it? Did you spit on it? Like, damn, give me something. Larry, what you got?
Yes and yes.
Say the furthest was probably like 6 hours. I went to like Ohio. And did you say you did an Uber?
No, you remember.
Oh yeah, this was back in like 2015-ish?
2015? Yikes. That's not yes. That passion is ready. As soon as you walk in the door.
That shit was done because it was straight after work too. Hey, man. That was,
What were you thinking on that ride?
I'm going to get the job.
that's not for me. I don't necessarily feel like I need to go out of the way.
No, I mean, what's a ghetto joint? She's been flued out. I've been flued out a couple of times. But driving, only because we were in a relationship, but just the fuck, maybe the Laurel, 40 minutes, Laurel.
And damn.
Yeah, motherfuckers come to me. Check my palm palette. Close. Nah, I ain't traveling for no motherfucking dick. It might be a disaster. Like I say, you might be pissing on his nut, so you about to get me traveling.
Thoughts on posting pics of their significant other?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you think it's absolutely necessary, or does it really matter?
Like, if you're posting pictures of your girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I guess I think, like, right now, I'm not in a place of that being important. I don't think that's important. I think, you know, what I see and what's in front of me right now. I think sometimes I do. I mean, I don't care. I'm not really heavy on that. Yeah.
Because I know some people get really mad and upset about it. Like, yeah.
But, you know, it's like, it's social media.
It's all for shows. Popularity thing.
And I mean, it could be for love. It could be for love. Like, you know, my homegirl, she's, you know, I have a homegirl. She's about to get married. I think she does a great job. She doesn't really overdo it with her and her fiance. But I think it is beautiful to see her and her fiance when she does post. And I think it's beautiful when she posts, you know, the gifts that she get, that she's receiving in the mail. She's not married yet. And I think it's beautiful just to see it. I think it's all good if the man, like my brother-in-law, he posts my sister, his wife, of course, and my niece on social media. I think that's beautiful. I would, in that instance, like, I would want my fiance to boast me and show me off as much, you know, but if we're just dating, maybe like one or two, just to let the bitches know. Just to let the bitches know. Or, you know, like me, you know, for, you know, my man, I would do it. Well, I mean, because I'm not seeing anybody else, so I'm not hiding anything. Just don't really think about it that much. But in those instances, like, I love to see my brother-in-law post my sister and their daughter. I think they have a beautiful family, and I love to see my friend who's about to be married, and when she posts her married things, I think that's beautiful. I'm not there. I'm not on that level, so I don't like to see it. So that, yeah, I say yeah, but for me,
it's not that important.
It is important, but I'm not pressed. Because I know what he does for me.
Yeah, no, it's a quality way of showing outward love, and like you said, literally putting folks on notice and explaining how you feel about your significant other, vice versa. But not overdoing it. There is
I've unfollowed people.
Reggie likes to, you know, I'm gonna make sure she don't like this. I'm gonna go through 150 likes, and she better not like now one picture. Reggie already said she better not. I was sleep. She better not. Oh, so you liking his picture? I'm just teasing.
That's all right. I'm comfortable in my jealousy and my jealousy.
I think it's cute. You know what? You should be. You love her. You love her. And that shows, good for you. You got a good man, girl.
I think there's something you said about being proud of what you have. You know, people show off their cars and their houses and, you know, what vacations they've been on. If you don't show off your significant other occasionally, Right. It's, are you proud of them? Like, and that's not from their mindset thinking, are you proud of them? But the significant other is kind of like, why aren't they posting a picture of me? Are they not, do they not like who I am as a person? Like, there's always that kind of back end thought that, okay, why are you posting your car 17 times? What's wrong with me?
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even think of it that way. I thought of it more like, you do you, I do me.
Yeah, no, it's just a proud thing. Like, you know, you're proud of something. You're proud of a relationship you've built. You're building something. You're growing something, potentially a family. And are you proud of me, you know, yeah, that you have me and you don't want anyone else to have me? You want the whole world to know that you have them.
That's sweet. That's so sweet. I feel like I should say, I love you. I'm going to take one more sip. Larry.
I mean, I was never really into all that. I never really cared for it, especially growing up and watching my dad. He never really did shit like that either. So I guess I learned mainly from him, not to put him on blast or nothing. But it was just never really a big thing for us in our household that I just never really cared on picking up on it. Like, every now and then, like holidays or birthdays, it's cool. But having to do it, like, you know, weekly, daily, always posting them, showing, it's, I don't find it necessary or something that I need to do all the time, because a lot of people can be nasty depending, like, comment wise and things, so I don't really post things that are dear and close to my heart, because if someone says something negative, you can react in a ugly way, so I don't really go about it that way.
Yeah. I feel you on that one. Well, in that case, I do feel you on it. But, you know, you be posting some things on your Facebook. Like, even I commented a couple of times. Like, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
But and then, like, picture-wise.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, you have to protect your family.
Exactly. That's all it is. But it worked out.
Brick.
How do y'all feel about women finessing men out of money?
Ooh.
I don't feel bad for them.
With them. I had to leave though because one guy recognized me. He said, "Ain't you Natalie?" I say my motherfucking name ain't Natalie, I'm Rebecca. How did I got say this my last night to collect the money for the hoes? I think women who are dealing with men who are manipulating them or controlling them, and the women that know that they are trying to do it and want to keep their facade up because they are floating around as trophies, then they will go for the money from a man, because a man will definitely pay for them to continue to look that way. Me, on the other hand, of a lady that I am, I don't require a man to give me anything. Not even a drink. I don't need any man to do those extra things for me. The only thing that I want a man to do is to be my confidant and be my friend and be funny and be yourself so we can make fun of other people and laugh together. So I'm not into, you know, you throw me, you know, $100 every now and then, get my nails done. You know, hey, yeah, see that you need some trash. If you need some trash bags, I bought you some trash bags, which actually happened to me today. Thank you, babe. That was really nice. Thought he saw that he's trash bags. It's just, you guys have to understand, it's all about being aware. It's the things that we can do, everything that we want to do. We can do everything without a man. But if you guys are silently aware of things that we do need and you do it without us even asking, do you know how much dick sucking you can get? Do you know how much love that we will love you forever if you just pay attention to what we do need without us asking you? That's that bond. That's what makes us say, I do. Because you paid attention to us. Once you start paying attention to us and things that, and don't stop paying attention to us. When you start paying attention to us and the things that we are doing, and if you do it, I hope it comes your way. And if not, sleep naked, put your dick out. Let's see what happens. Matter of fact, what time is it?
I
have my back up.
Personally, I don't feel bad for the guys that get finessed out of money. You can't put money on the end of a fishing line and be as bait and be mad when someone catches it. Like, you shouldn't always try to lead as that's your way to pick up women, that you have a bunch of money. If you lead that way, then people will eventually take advantage of that. So, I mean, I feel like it's your fault if you get finessed out of your money, and I don't feel bad for you at all.
Yep. Don't let yourself get got.
It's short and sweet. Pretty much the same thing, because I feel that's circumstantial. You wouldn't be in a situation to get finessed unless you were semi-sketchy to begin with, as far as what your intentions were when you set out to court this lady. So,
nah. Ain't nobody getting finessed out their money. First of all, men knows how much money. Y'all sat here and even talked about the first date, and y'all even calculated how much money y'all had. Larry, you said $150. Reggie, I don't know how much you said. I know you got $40 backup on your cell phone. Y'all know how much money y'all have, so y'all not going to get no finesse. So the whole question is, do women finesse men out of money? Yes, we do. And you know why? It's because we got the pussy. And that goes back to what I was talking to you. So when you take a girl out and you see a young lady, a woman, when you take a woman out, you're not thinking about sex at all. You have to pay for it. So maybe it's a little bit smidgen of women. I mean, but you gotta pay for something. You can't come over to my house, just bring me the dick. You gotta bring something ginger ale, toothpaste, butter, flour, chicken, vodka, Russian standard. You gotta bring something.
You might have zoned out on the question again, but we're not judging you for that work. We appreciate.
No, the question is that.
Do you feel bad for men who get finessed?
That's what I'm saying. No, because you have to do something. A woman's going to say something. A woman's going to do something. A woman's going to say something. And ask me. Let's role play. Not you, Reggie.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Not you, Larry. Yeah. Come on, role play. Ask me out. The question.
I'm going to hear this one.
Larry, say the question again.
Your thoughts on women finessing men out of their money. They don't look at me, bro.
I was trying to look around the room. That was poor on my part.
Look at me, baby.
I feel like I'm put on the spot here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, I saw you from across the room and you stuck out to me.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did.
I'm glad you came over.
My name's Kevin. What is your name?
Hey, Kevin. My name is Ned.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You drinking tonight?
I'm having a little bit of Grey Goose and pineapple juice.
I love Grey Goose. Please.
Absolutely.
Boom. That's what it is.
Finessed.
But that's not finessing.
I got a drink. I'm thirsty. You felt for it. You saw the titties, the eyes, and the smile. And the teeth is pearly. Next. What's the next question? That's how we do. You're welcome. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for my drink. I'm thirsty.
Do you date the friendship with friend's ex? After they break up.
Oh, for sure. Shit, my cousin, she was married and she got divorced and she was going through some things and her family member was just like, we still love him. She came across to me. She said, what you saying? I said, fuck him. I'm out. Rose of a hoes. I'm sorry. I like him, but you my blood and that's my friend. No, she's my cousin or my friend. If she's my friend and she broke up with her ex, you're not my friend no more. I don't fuck with you. I don't talk to you no more. Because my friend, that's a girl code. Peace. But you could buy me a drink, though.
Long Island. What if it wasn't the ex's fault?
Still a thing? Buy me a drink, though. You catch me at the bar and be like, hey, yo!
Back to what Larry said, you picked your squad a long time ago. You stick with your team.
Then you know what I want to drink.
You start jumping teams, and then all of a sudden your boys, who you've been good friends with, then they kind of slide off onto their own side. And then where are you?
You're stuck
on an island by yourself.
Well, if you don't, then you're going to get the homegirls on the same team. Like, fuck you. Bop, 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 bop. Beat your ass. And then you got new girls on your team. And it's going to be like, gang, gang. So, woo. Like, all on it. So, I mean, I'm bald-headed by choice, bitch. Like, it's going to go back and forth. So, yeah, I'm not your friend no more. If you my ex, you my friend's ex, you're not my friend either. But you can buy me a drink.
That's a unanimous short round. Cut ties and go about your business.
You better, because you know I'm coming like a thunderstorm. I'm that brave.
Being friends with an ex after y'all break up, would you still keep that friendship or would y'all date that hoe?
No, I'm ghost. That's girl code.
Nah, you with your ex? No, I'm saying, would you be friend with your ex after y'all break up?
Did he get me pregnant?
No.
Does he owe me money?
However you want to look at it.
Did he steal my car? Did he
I don't know what happened between y'all at all.
You gotta give me some more.
Y'all just broke up. That was it. Do y'all remain friends or not?
I think the relationship that I'm in now, I would say yes. But I would want to be friends with the relationship that I'm in now. If we break up, yes. I don't want him never to be out of my life. And he's the only one that I would say that. The rest of my relationships, the hell with you. Next.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with being friends with an ex. It's become the problem when you work to try to keep that friendship alive. Like, if you're working diligently at trying to maintain that friendship while you're in a new relationship.
You want sexual relationship.
Oh, that's different. If you break up with somebody and that ex becomes your best friend, y'all are definitely still having sex. But if y'all are just friends after y'all break up, I don't think.
Well, you gotta talk to him. You gotta talk to him. I mean, you have to. You have to talk to him. Like, okay, if I was in a relationship and I want to break up, and then if I break up and then I'm like, okay, we're still friends, can we still have sex? Okay, but then I'm going back to
That's a friend with benefit. I'll have to.
Well, then why not? Because we're safe. I'm not having sex with anybody else, and I feel like you're not having sex with anybody else.
But I'm talking about, like, if you get into a new relationship, do you work to keep that friendship alive with your ex?
Well, then you talk every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's when you get the fucking text. Hey, stranger, how's it going? And it's more like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Or, you know, like one after lunch, or, you know, something. And, man, I'm mad at it. I like it. Thank you. It's respect. You get those type of text messages. I mean, hey, every woman loves a man that is thinking of her, regardless if it's a friendship or a love thing. I have a friend. He's my friend. And every now and then, he'll text me. Hey, Nat, you good? How's going on? And it's nothing sexual. Not at all. But I feel great that he's thinking of me because we have that type of connection. And I don't have to talk to him every single day. I love it. Why not? But I don't have that thought of fucking. If you don't have that thought of fucking, then that is a true friendship. So why not have... There is a such thing as a man and a woman that can
platonic
have a relationship of a friend. I don't think, if I was fucking you, I would not be talking to you if I was talking to another man. That's disrespectful. But if you can text me and say, hey, just thinking about you, if you're okay. And even if you don't know if I'm talking to someone else, or if you think that I'm single, but I know, and it's my response, and this is how you're treating me, and I'm treating you the same way, it's that code. Everybody has that code. You know that code. Why not? Thank you, because now I know that you're thinking of me, and that's that unbreakable bond that you have of a friendship. Yes. Because I'm not thinking about anything else about you.
Reg?
Take that energy and put it towards your relationship, your current relationship.
Yeah. For sure.
Not about it.
Just did.
You ended it for a reason. If you were friends, you know. Obviously, if you have a kid and all that, that's different. You have to be some type of communicative relationship. Not necessarily a friendship, but having a friendship after you ended it for a reason, move on. And
so maybe you realize that, you know, y'all are better off as friends.
I agree with that. If that was the case with you, you know what you're describing, oh, for sure. It takes a long time for a woman to get over a relationship the way you're describing. It takes a lot of emotions, of crying, doubt, darkness, talking to yourself, being you know, feeling that you're not worthy, maybe someone else, your mind takes over your thoughts of the what is not. And anything of the what is not known, especially if a man doesn't communicate with you, it takes over a woman's heart. And when that woman's heart is taken over for the unknown of what the man is not communicating because they broke up, that is devastating. It goes from suicide, it goes from not eating, it goes from taking yourself away from family, your child. It goes so much deep because what women do is we love the wrong way. We love so much for the wrong person, and then when the wrong person does do that to us, they disappear. Men disappear. Men disappear. And they, I don't know if you guys don't have the courage to hear the hurt for the response of why you're uncomfortable. I don't know if men don't have the courage to hear us crying because maybe you might think of your mother. So what you, or you don't want to hear the lash. The lash of what you've been hearing, or maybe you've been hearing women saying to your father, you ain't shit, you ain't never gonna be shit, you ain't got no money, you can't do this, you can't get no job. See, that's what men are so fucking used to hearing. So when I have my friends call and they telling me I can't even talk to him, my baby daddy, I always say talk to him differently. Talk to them and make sure they hear it clearly of what is it that you're uncomfortable with. And maybe they will be receptive because everything that they're used to is a woman yelling. And you know why we're yelling? Because you always fucking up. And you know why you fucking up? Because you don't know. And you know what? The older that I'm getting, I'm starting to realize that it's okay. Because we're all learning. I think it's because we get trapped in a situation because we're so young. We don't know how to take care of the situation because we're so young. And this is what happened to us right now. And because what situation has happened to us right now, we don't know how to take care of it. So let's take the child out. Let's take the baby mama out. Let's take the wife out right now. And what would we be doing right now? If we were doing something right now with all of them out, what would we be doing right now? Saving money. Saving money. And no stress, right? No stress. But now that you have responsibility, now that you have all this, and then you got this, and you got a babe, and you got a baby mama, and all you can do is what you can do. So you got a little something on a little side. I got holes in every area code. And you got a little something on the side that's uplifting you. Yo, I got a little connection. That's that passion that's coming in. Somebody likes me. And she upstairs. She ain't sucking your dick no more. She ain't doing nothing. But you know who will do it? Boom.
I think that's a good way to end it. To get out.
No, the good way it's gonna end it is what you gonna do now. Do you love her? Are you gonna be stuck? Do you feel stuck with saying? I think what men should do is to find that fun again. Find that fun. Because once you find that fun, she's going to be fun. Then maybe you can do that fun stuff. Find that fun. You're with her for a reason.
Take it a step further. Never lose the fun.
Don't lose that fun. You can't lose that fun with me. I'm always fun. And once I lose that fun, I'll be like, then I get mean. Slide that parking pass through my door. I mean, I don't have a parking pass, but you know what I'm saying. You know, I need that fun. Everybody needs that fun. Regardless if it's a long distance, 2 hours, Boston, upstairs, down the street, for me and Potomac, yours, it doesn't matter. Find that fun and have some fun. And then get your dicks up. Find that fun. Get your pussy ate, girl.
And then
drive it. Yeah. And then when Rona opens up and they find a vaccine, then we start going out. And then we'll get that creativity going and flowing. Well, thank you so much for inviting me over to this podcast. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming.
I succeeded your expectations, me being here.
Oh, no. That was great.
I'm still staring at your third knuckle, and I got my gloves still on. I'm going to end up with a bang. My name is Netball Nanette. Thank you, Larry, Reggie, Kevin.
That concludes this episode of the 2020 podcast.
So